if Izina Ross had to sort of be constrained by the social conventions of her time, Margaret Crang threw all the conventions out the window. So here's a remarkable story. Margaret Crang was elected to Edmonton City Council in 1933 when she was 23 years old.
Wow.
So how does a 23-year-old get elected to mm-hmm. City Council? I mean, she's still the youngest councillor we've ever had. So she was a remarkable young woman. By the age of 23, she'd obtained a Bachelor of Arts from the University of Alberta, her teaching certificate from the Normal School, and a law degree.
Wow.
By the time she was 23. She was a champion diver, a track and field star, a competitive swimmer. And she ran for city council as part of a labor slate. And I think it's interesting, you know, what Lisa was saying about Izina. I mean, getting elected on a slate might be easier than running on your own. Mm. And she ran on a labor slate, the same slate as her own father, who was a physician from Garneau, and he was running for school board. And she ran for city council and was elected. It was on this labor slate. And became a city councillor. Again, the stories were, you know, can we still smoke if she's on city council? They seemed inordinately concerned mm-hmm. about this. And she was a pistol on council. She was reelected, so she served two terms, which is a pretty good thing because it's not easy for a female candidate to be reelected, and she campaigned and pushed hard on council for all kinds of social justice reforms, whether that was for lower transit fares or better services for families and children. And then she got herself into a legitimate scandal. Ooh. She went to Europe as part of a peace delegation and ended up in Spain, which was at the beginning of the Spanish Civil War. And she was, of course, she was a left-wing progressive, so she was very much opposed to Franco and the rise of fascism in Spain. And she went and hung out for some time with loyalist soldiers and wrote a piece for the Edmonton Journal in which she explained that she fired a gun at Franco's troops and came back. And people were like, young lady, we sent you to a peace conference and you ended up in a battlefield. How did that happen? It became a national scandal. Papers from across the country wrote about how unwomanly she was.